What is up, my Kazoku? Welcome to episode 2 of Samurai Summit. I'm your host, Do, and today I'm actually going to be doing the podcast by myself. Edward, he's out of town right now, so he won't be able to join us today, but no worries, he'll be back next week. And today it's actually going to be kind of a short podcast. So we'll probably look at maybe around 30 minutes or so, but we'll see how it goes. So first of all, I do want to say I did have an awesome week. I don't know about yourself, but yep, it was awesome. I actually went to watch the My Hero Academia movie, and it was a pretty good movie, which is the World Heroes Mission. It came out on Friday the 29th, and I went to watch it that same day. Overall, I would probably, from 5 stars, I would probably give it like a maybe 4, 3.5. But yeah, I think the second one, which I forget the name of it, was better than this one. But hey, everyone has their own opinion. I'm also going to be talking about, let's actually move on to One Piece episode 997. We almost hit in the 1000 episodes. So it was a pretty good episode. All the, what do they call from the Zoo Island? The Minx, I think. They're all transforming into, oh, spoiler alerts. You all know that, like, in this episode, there's gonna be a shitload of spoilers. Well, not a lot, just mainly One Piece and Digimon. Probably the other stuff is just gonna be things that you guys, you know, like news and stuff like that. But usually, every episode, we're gonna be talking for sure One Piece, maybe about Digimon Ghost Game here and there. But we'll see. Anyway, going back to One Piece. Yeah, we're gonna be talking about episode 997. So the Minx, they're all transforming because, you know, there's a full moon. Kaido, you know, he goes, destroys the building, so he transformed into the dragon so he could fight better. And of course, the Minx or whatever it's called, they all, you know, saw the full moon and they're doing the thing. The episode finished when what are they called? The cat and the dog. I forget their names. The cat Viper and the dog Storm, whatever they call it. They're about to transform, and the episode ends right there. Like, come on, you guys gotta give us some more. Well, I'm pretty sure, hopefully, episode 1000 is gonna be epic. They have to, you know, it's the 1000 episode. If they don't do justice in the anime, I'm gonna be kind of salty, you know, because we're almost there. We need 3 more episodes, well, 2 more excluding episode 1000. But yeah, pretty much One Piece, that was like, you know, now everyone's going all out, like all the samurai, they're coming from different directions. Marco, and I think he's the oldest son from the Big Mom, they join forces and actually attacking the Kaido's crew, which is pretty funny, you know, they're doing their own thing. Now, let's move on. That's enough for One Piece for now. So let's talk about Digimon Ghost Game. So I saw was the recording of this podcast actually the 31st, which is Halloween, but you guys are gonna be hearing it on the 1st. I caught up to episode 3 and also saw episode 4. Episode 3 was pretty good. The girl Ruli, she finally was able to get her Digimon Dracomon. I mean, not Dracomon, Angoramon, which I love Angoramon's voice. It sounds so badass, not gonna lie. And his personality is pretty chill. Like, when I saw the artwork, I was a little bit iffy about it, but once I heard Angoramon speak and the way he is, I'm like, all right, he's actually pretty dope. He's probably like my favorite Digimon for now. So in that episode, Dracomon, he comes up. So pretty much picture like the whole concept of the whole premise of that episode. Dracomon, he goes into people's digital pictures and he kind of like scribbles on them, like on the part of their body. And let's say the scribble appears on a hand, within 48 hours pretty much that hand is gonna have like an accident or something, they won't be able to use that part of the body anymore. So it's like, oh Cora, that's kind of like, you know, so they try to delete their pictures from their phones, but they still reappear. So rudely, she actually she got the scribbles from her hands, so her hands are disappearing. And you know, it's not like, okay, it gets pretty cool. Like I'm liking Ghost Game. And then, you know, I don't want to go too much into it, but yeah, that's pretty much the premise. It was a real good episode. Now, episode 4, that has been my favorite, so far, my favorite episode, Ghost Game. It has to do with Pumpmon, or you probably guys know it as Punkmon. I think that's what it is in English. And it was a little bit more creepy. So, the kids are decorating for Halloween, and they hear the voices, like saying trick or treat, and honestly in Japanese it sounds so badass, like so creepy, like that. So you're in school, it's all dark, like you guys really want to kind of watch that episode. I really don't want to get too much into it because it's a worth watch. Episode 4, it was pretty good. It's pretty good, so you guys should watch it. Now going okay, so now let's I've been debating actually if I should buy Demon Slayer, the video game, the one that came out for the PS4 and PS5, I think also for the Xbox if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it gives me the Naruto Ultimate Ninja video game vibe, you know, like it just looks cool to me. Might end up buying it. But knowing me, I usually buy video games, but then I don't end up playing them, only for like 1 day or 2 days, and then I forget about them. So that's kind of, I'm still debating. You guys should let me know if it's worth buying or if it's not, because I might probably just wait for it to go on sale, but we'll see. I've been watching that time I got reincarnated as a slime. So I went to the premium Bandai website and they had a figure for pre-orders. I believe her name, let me double check real quick, I don't want to get it confused and you guys are gonna, you know, hate me for it. Milim, there you go. I was gonna say Mirim, I guess Mirim with the artist in Japanese, but yeah, it's a figure of her with like the honey and Rimuru on her butt on top of it. It looks so funny, man. Like I kind of like want to, but then I saw the price, which is 180, that's excluding shipping and taxes. So I'm like, it's kind of pricey. And then I was thinking to myself, if I don't pre-order it, once I pre-order it is close, I'm gonna be regretting it, you know, like I should have just gotten it. So yep, your boy ended up pre-ordering the figure. It should be arriving sometime next month if I'm not mistaken. It should come out in November. Well, actually this month, I'm sorry, it's already November. But yeah, ended up buying with taxes and everything was $200, 200 and change, like 203 or something like that. But do I have any regrets? Of course not. Well, not yet. Maybe later. But yeah, it's one of those things that you're either debating or not. But I also saw another figure with Rimuru in the human form. With the sword out and like the shadow like around him, it looks so badass with the wings and everything. I was like, holy cow, I need it. It's like 380, but it's totally worth it. Like that one looks so badass. So I was like, all right, you know what, I'm gonna pre-order this one, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it. And the pre-order were closed since May. Yep, since May. So I was quite a few months late. So I'm kind of salty about it. Hopefully, I get a chance to purchase it at that price because I'm not gonna pay more than that. If that's already expensive for me, I'm not gonna even bother trying to get it for more. Okay, fine. Maybe if it's $400, then I just buy it. But that better include free shipping. But yeah, I've been trying to get more figures, but at the same time, I don't. What actually, what I've been looking at lately, which, well, not lately, but I went to Frank and Son on Saturday, and I was trying to get a hat, an anime hat. The thing is, they usually have those regular hats, and I'm not a big fan of those. I'm more a fan of the dad's hat or the baseball hat, however you guys want to call it. That's just the type of hats that I like. So I haven't seen when I went to Frank and Son, and I didn't see any hats of that style. For those of you that don't know what Frank and Son is, it's pretty much a place that is in Southern California, in the seat of industry. It's kind of like a swap meet indoors, but all collectibles like anime related. You also find baseball cards, like sports, samurai swords, katanas. You know, it's like a, it's called, it's a collectible show, you know, and you purchase a bunch of things. Also have trading cards as well. And I do gotta say, I saw a bunch of Pokemon cards, a bunch of Pokemon celebrations, and I was a bit disappointed. They scuffed the shit out of the products. So they were selling, they actually, I saw, which one was it? The Pokemon Hidden Fates ETB going for $200. I was like, F that. No, like, no, it's just too expensive. The Pikachu, from Celebrations, they were selling for like 150. I was like, they're just way too overpriced. I'm like, nope, like, I ain't gonna buy any of that shit. So what I did ended up buying was another booster box of Wise Charts. That time I got reincarnated as a slime volume 2, and I ended up buying another box for it, another booster box, and that's all I bought. Well, I wanted to look around more and actually be like, oh, should I get, like, I was looking at figures, but we got there like an hour before they closed, so I didn't have too much time to look at everything. But I might go probably next week or something. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, Frank and Son, if you ever come to Southern California, make sure you guys go check it out. You guys won't regret it. It's pretty much an awesome place to go. Not gonna lie. Let's see. So aside from that, I've been reading The Promised Neverland. I believe I'm volume 13. My girlfriend bought me volume 15, 16, and 17, so I gotta finish all of that, and it's getting so good. Hashtag so good. I don't even know if the manga finished already in Japan. I do remember seeing volume 20 at Barnes and Noble, and I saw the cover, and they all look so happy. So my guess is that the last episode, I mean the last volume, because they all look so happy. But yeah, I kind of spoiled myself. Like, ah, oh, they look so happy. It might be the last one. So, hopefully there's more to it than just volume 20, because I'm really liking the manga. I seen the first season and probably the first two episodes of season two. It's good, but honestly, you can't compare it with the manga. It seems that the anime, they just do it too. They're doing it too quick. Like, it's too fast paced compared to the manga. Even though sometimes we want the sometimes the manga is like more fast paced, in the anime they just prolong the episodes. But this one, like, backwards. I was like, no, like, slow it down. Do you miss a lot of information? Like, you just gotta get that feeling, like, when you're reading the manga, you know? The anime, it's good, but it's not doing that. But yeah, you know, I like to complain. Yeah, that's how I am, you know. But anyways, let's go with the news. You know, I'm already probably, let's see, I'm about 15 minutes in. Like I said, this is gonna be a very, very short episode. And I do apologize. Just blame it on everyone. Okay, don't blame it on me. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I was actually supposed to record the podcast on Thursday, but you know, a lot of things happened. I wasn't able to until actually today's Sunday. And most likely, we usually tend to, well, our schedule was supposed to be every Monday, but we might change it to every Tuesday, still same time, 5 a.m. Pacific time, but instead of being on Mondays, we're gonna change it to Tuesday. That way we will be able to record on Sundays and actually be caught up with, like, at least like the weekly episode, like One Piece and Digimon. But it will also give me time to edit the podcast if it needs to. We have Sundays and Mondays, but like I said, we're still thinking about it. It must still stay on Monday. We just keep an eye out on Twitter or on Instagram, because I will post if there's any updates on it. It's just gonna, you know, do it like that. Because I, like I said, I do also have a YouTube channel. And I do gotta, you know, make videos and edit videos as well. So we're trying to, you know, manage my time. I also have a job, a full-time job. So, you know, trying to not overdo it. Because if I overdo it, I'm just gonna, you know, hate. I will just start hating, like, making videos and doing this podcast. And I don't want that. I'm doing it too because I enjoy it. So I'm just, you know, just to let you guys know in advance, we might change today instead of Monday. It might be Tuesday, so don't get mad. But let's go with the news now. Dun, 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 the news. So, Mob Psycho 100. That how you say it? Mob Psycho 100 Season 3 has been officially announced with a brand new visual and teaser trailer to celebrate. But there's no date has been confirmed at all. So they just announced that there's gonna be a season 3, but still there's no date to it. I honestly had never seen that anime. I heard it's good. I just never had the chance to watch it. But maybe later I might give it a try. But you know, we'll see. We'll see. It does look pretty cool, actually. I don't even know what. I mean, I think I was gonna say I don't even know what it's about, but think about. I'm guessing it's about cycles. Are we gonna see Carnage and Venom and the Joker? I'm kidding, but yeah, it just looks like it's about cycles. But yeah, if you're into it, you guys probably already knew about this, because I mean, you probably are a big fan of it. So yeah, hope you guys are excited for season 3 of Mob Psycho. Now I am waiting for the Rising of the Shield Hero Season 2. Have we gotten even a official release for it? Cause I think it was pushed back for next year, if I'm not mistaken. Cause supposedly was should have been out this year, but I think it got delayed for April 2022. So, because the original was supposed to be fall 2021, if I'm not mistaken, but then it got pushed back for next year for April. So I'm excited to watch it. You know, first season was amazing. It was the masterpiece. It's one of my favorite anime, and it's just so beautiful. And yeah, who else is excited for it? I know Edward is excited for Rising of the Shield Hero Season 2. I mean, yeah, he is, but I don't think he really is, because we could have been talking about it right now, but no, he decided to go out of town. Shame on him. Moving on with the news. Also, the One Piece Strong World is actually finally being brought to the big screen. finally for the first time across the US November 7th in dub and November 9th in sub. So if you guys haven't seen Strong World, which actually I haven't seen it, but now I am gonna see it because I like watching anime movies on the big screen, so it's my chance. And of course, you know your boy's gonna watch it in sub, so I'm excited for that. Remember, November 7th for dub and November 9th for sub. The One Piece Strong World will be out for the first time on the big screen. Yep, I'm a big fan of One Piece. I've never seen, well, to be fair, I usually don't see anime movies unless they're in theaters, because most of the times they suck. From One Piece, the two movies that I see and that I like has been Film Gold and Film Z, I think it's called. Those two have been my favorite One Piece movies from the ones that I've seen so far. I still haven't seen Strong World. It does look pretty badass. So we'll see how it goes once I go watch it. The other one, the voice actress Azusa Todogoro posts her new live Blu-ray waiver, a 14-minute video on YouTube. Release day of the Blu-ray is going to be November 10, 2021. If you guys don't know who she is, she actually does the voice on Chloe, from That Time I Got Reincarnated as the Slime. And she does from Boruto 2, but it's not one of the main characters, like a side character or something like that. So yeah, you probably recognize it from other different animes, but one of the ones the anime that I've seen that she's a voice actress for, it's from That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and she plays Chloe. I did watch the 14-minute video on YouTube, and honestly, it was pretty cool. It's called Waver, W-A-V-E-R. So if you guys have a chance, just look it up on YouTube, and I mean, you have 14 minutes to spare. I'm pretty sure you guys are gonna like her. Her voice is amazing. The song was pretty beautiful. So yeah, go check it out, guys. And also, Cowboy Bebop is now on Netflix, and live action is coming November 19. Oh no, we have another anime live action. Hopefully they do it good, and don't hate me again, but I have never seen Cowboy Bebop. I heard that either you like it or you hate it. Either or. So I had never seen it in my life. I heard about it, of course, because you know everyone talks about it, but overall, yeah, I had never seen it. But hey, for you fans, you guys are gonna get a live action, so hopefully it's good. I also heard that they're coming out with a live action One Piece movie, which I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a disappointment. Yep. But it's not gonna be as bad as Dragon Ball Evolution, whatever it was called. Like, I never actually seen the whole movie. It's so fucking boring. Like, never seen it in my life. Like, completely the whole movie. I seen probably like the first 20 minutes, and then I'm like, I don't even think 20 minutes. So I was just skipping through parts. But I was like, no, I'm outie. They did Dragon Ball wrong with that movie. So hopefully for you Cowboy Bebop fans, hopefully you guys enjoy the live action movie. Now moving on to Wise Shorts. If you guys are into Sword Art Online SAO, they're taking out a new booster box from Alicization, something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know if I said it right. Volume 2. It's coming out. And dude, the sign cards, they look so majestic. I'm kind of salty though. I believe, okay, so in Japan, the sign card, it has like their sign cards. In English, they changed it to, it has just Japanese text like from top to bottom, which it looks badass, don't get me wrong. But you know, his signature is always amazing. But yeah, they just did it wrong, man. They completely changed like they got rid of the signature. So I don't know. I mean, they should have kept the signature and then the Japanese text going from top to bottom as well. It would look so freaking good. But anyways, the one I'm looking forward to is, you know, my boy Shino. My boy, my girl Shinon. her car, it looks, did I just say Shinon? I'm thinking of, damn, I'm a fake fan. Am I thinking of Sword Art Online? Shion? Shinon, I'm sorry. Shinon, she looks so majestic with kind of like her armor and like this thing's floating on her back and her bow. Damn, hopefully like, hopefully happens the same thing when I buy the booster box from West Stars. That time I got Reincarnated as a Slam first pack, I pulled a signed card, so hopefully it happens the same and I get that one. The Asuna one looks pretty majestic. That's probably the second chase card for me. The other ones, Kirito and the other ones, they just look like whatever. But yeah, those two will be my main ones. The set, it's gonna come out I believe November 5th, so this Friday actually. So I might go buy two booster boxes and, you know, try my luck for it. So I'm really excited for it. I still haven't had the chance to play the card game, but hopefully I'll be able to play soon. Now we do have some Pokemon news. Yep, some Pokemon news. For players who purchase Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl before February 21st, 2022, will be receiving a free Manaphy egg via the mystery gift. You guys remember back in the day to get a Manaphy, you gotta have Pokemon Ranger, get the egg. The egg won't do anything, Pokemon Ranger. But then you had to transfer that egg to your Diamond and Pearl, and that's how you were able to hatch a Manaphy. I was hoping they would do the same. I was hoping for a Pokemon Ranger game, but hey, we can always get what we want, right? So yeah, that's exciting. Don't forget, players who purchased the game before February 21st will be able to receive that Manaphy egg. And also, let's see, what else do we have? Jujutsu Kaisen Zero film coming out December 24 in Japan. So I'm guessing that's gonna be the first film of Jujutsu Kaisen. And again, you guys are gonna hate me for it, but I haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen yet. I'll get to it, don't scream at me, I'll get to it. But yeah, that's where it is. I'll get to it, don't worry. But yeah, new film coming out for you guys and girls, for you Jujutsu Kaisen fans. And that's it for today's episode. I know it was kind of short, just going a little fast, trying to go through everything. Hope you still and were able to enjoy this episode. Also, don't forget to give us a rating if you're listening on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or anywhere where you're able to leave a review and a 5-star. That will help us out a lot. It will push our podcast more to the top, so people are able to find it better. So we will actually really appreciate it. And also, as you guys know, or if you're new to the podcast, I am also a YouTuber. I go as an Unlimited Doll, so you guys could follow me. I do videos, anything anime related pretty much. Well, that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed the rest of your day or the weekend, depending how you guys are. You know, yeah, you probably might be listening to this podcast in parts. But yeah, that's it. I love you, my Kazoku. Your boy, though. It's out.